Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Hello and welcome to Crackin' Crime. I'm your host, Jamie Tilson, and I'm here, as always, with my co-host.
If I'm a vape, Seth.
Find it. All right. Well, I knew he was looking for something when we were just starting over there.
Yep.
Oh, man, it's been a few weeks since we've done one again. Been busy, as usual. Did a little bit with the casinos lately. What's that?
Only went once.
You only went once?
Yeah, you went like 8 times.
I know. It's been kind of crazy.
And getting we're going to Vegas in 2 weeks.
I know. I'm pretty excited about that. So I was thinking next week is going to be some Vegas stuff because Crack and Crime goes to Vegas next week, next episode.
Let's put some stuff on our Facebook.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Probably record a little bit of crazy videos from Vegas while we're out there. Do some stuff like that. I know, I'm pretty excited. There's a bunch of crime stuff that's going to be good from Vegas. So I am pretty excited about that.
Ditto.
We were just talking before we started recording about the CMA Awards. So, you know.
Hardy won a bunch of stuff, didn't he?
Hardy won a bunch of stuff. I think Lanny Wilson won a bunch of stuff.
I like her.
I do too.
I've seen her live. I have not seen Hardy yet.
I haven't seen Hardy either. I want to see Hardy.
I would love to see Hardy. I'd pay good money to see Hardy.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Also next week coming up is The Machine gets released. That movie. While we're in Vegas. Comes to theaters.
I'd love to go see that.
I know we were talking about maybe going and hitting that while we're in Vegas.
That story when he told it's hilarious. And I imagine it looks like the movie's going to be a little different than the story. But
oh, yeah.
Because he was a college student in the story. But it looks like it's just him as an old fat guy, so...
No. If you didn't watch the preview, because while he's telling the story, it flashes back to a younger him doing the stuff. So it looks like it's The Machine, his story, with younger actors portraying him. Then it shows him, the comedian, telling the joke, telling the story. And then, now, like present day, the Russians come over, get him to go back. Oh, dude, it looks awesome. It looks so great. It's going to be, I think it's going to be really good. Yeah, it's going to be great. So,
it'd be funny if he actually had some of the Russians he knew in the movie.
I know. We'll have to wait and see. Yeah. I don't know. If any of our listeners haven't watched The Machine story, you got to watch that.
Just YouTube it, type in Bert Kreischer or The Machine.
Right.
Listen to the story. It's freaking hilarious.
It's a great story. And now they're doing the movie, and it looks like they did the movie right. Obviously, we haven't seen the movie yet, so I can't say if I... But the preview looks like it. I'm pretty stoked.
I just saw like the first initial trailer where it was just something quick and...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to watch that.
I saw.
Yeah. Just type in The Machine on YouTube, and the trailer comes up, and then you can also find where he actually tells the story. Oh, dude, it's... It looks really good. I'm really liking... We were just talking also Jelly Roll. Dude, I'm really liking Jelly Roll. I think that he's... You know, I wasn't as big of his rap stuff, but his country stuff has just been on point. It's been really good. And then I was watching some of his TikToks today, actually. But anyway, he's so excited to get a meet. Like, he met Garth Brooks, picked him up. Trisha Yearwood went out of her way to go out and find him. He was outside, and he was like, no way, I can't believe Trishier was looking for me. Oh, dude. So he was posting some pretty cool stuff on TikTok. It was pretty fun. So I ran the Lincoln Half Marathon last weekend. Well, I wouldn't really call it running. No, I did a little walk-jog combo, but I finished it. 13.1 miles. Ran it with my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law. We did it together. They completed, ate lunch, came back over and stood at the finish line, waited for me to come across. But I completed it, dude. It was pretty crazy. So I was surprised that I was able to actually do it. I don't know. I had gone for a few long runs, but I hadn't gone for anything like that. So pretty proud of it.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
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 Oh, all right. So we did a bunch of little introductory type crap. Let's start talking about all of our social media, Facebook, all of them, all of the Twitters, all of the other stuff, everything at Crack and Crime. Go check us out. We post stuff on occasion, new episodes coming out, that type of stuff. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
So we do giveaways. We're still currently in a giveaway on TikTok. Though? Yeah, I mean, we do. Yeah. Garcia, we still got stuff coming for you.
if you still listen anymore,
I think he is. Yeah, I think on occasion he listens to us. We know that Larson's listening to us. What's up, Larson?
Little bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
He called us out on some jokes we made. I don't remember even.
I don't remember saying any of that.
I don't either. But, you know, we did. I wouldn't put it past us. Yeah. So, but go check us out on all of our social media. Like our pages. Like our social media accounts. Share it with friends. Have them, you know, join and listen to. Everywhere the podcast that you listen to your podcast, go there. Make sure you're giving us 5 stars. That would be awesome.
I think 4-star. Honestly, just give us some fuck.
We are worth the 5 stars. So you give us 5 stars, and then write an amazing comment about us. It helps the algorithms, it helps other people see us, and it gets us out there a little bit more. That's what we want to do.
Yeah.
So Seth is really talkative today.
I'd take a 4-star. I really would. I'd be happy. Any star. We don't have any stars, I don't think, do we?
No, we have multiple 5 stars. We have nothing but 5 stars. We don't want to settle for a 4.
Who we got? Like our girls, grandma.
No, bunch of people. Yeah, it's been awesome. We appreciate all of our listeners. Thank you, guys.
Thank all of 6 of you.
There's more than that. And we appreciate it. We appreciate every last bit of it. So today, I was thinking we are going to talk game shows. Game show crime. Can you think of any game show crime right off the top of your head?
Off the top of my head, game show crime? Didn't Bill Cosby do a game show?
Well, he committed crimes, but I don't think he ever actually did any game shows.
I'm pretty sure he did. Well, kids say the darndest things. I guess that wasn't a game
show. Yeah, but it wasn't really a game show.
It was a little popping, a little touchy on the private parts.
No. So some of the ones that I was thinking of when I started thinking about it, I mean, obviously anything Jerry Springer. So Jerry Springer, so in the 90s, game shows like...
Rest in peace, Jerry Springer.
Yeah, he just passed, didn't he? Mm-hmm. But in the 90s, game shows kind of, everybody had a game show. It was really big. So it was like, there was like all this like, who could be crazier on their game shows. There's actually you documentaries and stuff you can watch, like, but it was crazy the way that, like, you had Maury, you had Jenny Lee, you had Jerry Springer, and they all started out as more like an Oprah type thing. It was like they brought people on, they tried to talk about, like,
what's the guy from Those aren't game shows either. Those are all fucking...
Oh, yeah. Those are more like talk shows. Yeah, so, like, game shows would be like your game
feud. Who's the guy from Coming to America? Eddie Murphy's friend.
Oh, Arsenio Hall.
Arsenio Hall, yeah.
Yeah, he had
one. He's got a talk show host.
Talk shows. Yeah, so I guess you're right. I'm sorry. I am talking more... like talk shows, but then there's also your game show stuff with like the Family Feud.
We're clearly winging it.
Clearly, yeah. Jeopardy. There was those. So I was talking more. So we're just talking like
shows,
things
that are on TV,
contestants on shows. Because then there was reality shows,
filmmaking.
There you go. Because then there was reality shows where they followed people in their lives, and then they moved into houses and they did stuff.
Like 600-pound sister or some shit.
Right. Yeah, all that type of stuff. So,
sits there gawking her Nick Jiggle.
So I was thinking, because there's a recent one that's been in the headlines, and it's for Family Feuds. That's why I was thinking game shows.
Family
but
Feud.
Then there was the huge one from the 90s and the Jenny Lee show. So I want to talk about that one today. Or Jenny Jones. I keep saying Jenny Lee. Jenny Jones, my bad. So, but in the 90s with the talk shows like that, there was, you know, Oprah was obviously the queen. There was nobody as big as Oprah. And she never really went like, you know, who's baby's daddy and all that other stuff. Like, you know.
No, she...
She kept hers, like, clean, and somehow she was always the queen. Like, her show was just guests on the show and whatever, you know, stuff she did. But then these other ones, like, brought in tons of drama, and that was what they were going for. So, like, was what I was just saying.
Springer?
Sorry. Jerry Springer. He ended up going, like, full-on raunchy, and he became the hands-down king. His show was, like, crazy popular. There was a fight every single episode, and it became huge for that. But then it started seeming like it was completely made up. They were just doing it for ratings, and I have no idea if it was or not. That's just what it started seeming like. And then eventually all of that stuff kind of went by the wayside. But that's what we're talking about today. So I was thinking that'd be kind of fun to talk about a few of the different ones. So I know that in the 90s, the Jenny Jones show was one of the most infamous.
Never heard of it.
You never heard of the Jenny Jones show?
No, I was born in 90.
Oh, okay. Well, so you were a little kid. So
yeah.
It was like 95? Yeah, 95.
I was 4 years old.
So
the last day of that year.
So this was, like, it was, I don't know. So it's kind of hard to say. Like, it's, but in the 90s, like, again, just trying to do all of this stuff. So anyways... Jenny Jones had an episode where it was called like a secret admirer. And then, so she had this guy, his name was Jonathan Schmitz. And then they had Scott Amador on the show. Well, Scott had a crush on Jonathan Schmitz. And they told Jonathan Schmitz, according to Schmitz, that they were going to do an episode of a secret admirer for him. He was like 22 years old or 23, something like that. Mm-hmm. So he comes on the show. It's obviously national news or national broadcast. And so he sits next to Scott, who he knows, and then they tell Jonathan that Scott is his secret admirer. Scott has a crush on him. Scott is gay, and he's got a crush on Jonathan. Well, back in the mid-90s, like, that people were... Then after the episode, so, like, the episode aired, and then 3 days after it aired, he was, like, crazy embarrassed by this whole entire thing. So Jonathan Schmitz goes over to Scott's house with... He goes, buys a 12-gauge shotgun and ammunition, goes to Scott's house, knocks on the door. Scott answers the door, and he kills Scott with a 12-gauge shotgun.
Or you shoot him out.
So, I think that he shot him in the face.
With a shotgun at point blank?
Yeah, I don't even know if it says where he shot him. It just says that he shot him. And killed him. But it says during the segment, which ultimately never aired, I guess, Jones questioned Amador and a female friend, Donna Riley, about Amador's feelings for Schmitz, including talk about sexual fantasies he's had. Then they call out the unsuspecting Schmitz, who had been wearing headphones backstage so he couldn't hear any of the conversation. So he comes out, they do the confrontation. Everybody says that it was Scott has feelings for Jonathan, and then Jonathan's crazy embarrassed, and then, like I say, 3 days later he goes and he kills him. He calls 911.
Killed this guy because he has feelings for him?
Yep.
So one was gay, one wasn't?
Yes.
I don't think you gotta kill him for it. You just tell him, right. Hey, no, I don't want to go to dinner.
No, I definitely think this was a major extreme. Yeah. Yeah, crazy. So it's a crazy deal, but I mean, you know, if
I've had gay guys hit on me before. I don't like, you say it one more time, I'm gonna shoot you in the face.
Right, I don't think that's, it doesn't go together whatsoever. It's ridiculous. I can't believe that he, so, says that when he took the stage, Schmitz was told that his secret admirer was Amador, who was 32 at the time. They're from Michigan, from Detroit, Michigan, or Lake Orion, located about 30 miles north of Detroit. They had met through Donna Riley. They lived at the same, Donna Riley lived at the same apartment complex as Schmitz. So, footage of the segment was then made public. It shows a laughing and embarrassed look on Schmitz. And then he says, "You lied to me." You can actually see that video, that clip on YouTube, because it has been released. But then, yeah, he ends up going and he... So, another reason I bring that up, this whole thing, is because he ended up serving 22 years in prison. He got released in 2017. After serving 22 years in prison for shooting and killing Amador.
What was that TV show called again?
The Jenny Jones Show.
Jenny Jones Show.
Yep. He was convicted of second-degree murder in 1996, but then he appealed it, the conviction, and it was overturned, but then he was again found guilty in 99. It says both defense attorneys and prosecutors in the case, as well as families of both Schmitz and Amador, said after the slaying that Jones and her staff shouldered some of the blame for Amador's murder. So, but then news magazine
door or something like that.
What's that?
Wasn't there like a note left on his door or something like that?
Yeah, so somebody left a note on his door. Basically, they were picking on him about it. Back in the 90s, like, he was getting... So, he felt completely like he was being picked on. And he was crazy embarrassed about the whole thing. Like, this guy has a crush on him. He's not gay. So, it just was... It bothered him, obviously, enough that he then went and got a gun and went over and shot him.
But what happened to him after he shot him?
I just told you that. He called 911 and waited for the police to come.
Yeah, I know.
Turned himself in. He served 22 years in prison.
Oh, you just said that?
I just told you that. Yep.
Sorry, I started looking up something about it when he said that.
Right, I said
all right, 22 years. So he's out now.
He's out now. He got out in 2017.
Was he gay when he was in there?
I don't believe so. No, it doesn't actually say that, but I'm guessing probably not. 22 years
is a long time. I'm guessing it after is. About 20, them dudes start to look like girls.
I don't have any idea. I'm guessing that would be very ironic if anything like that happened, but I doubt it.
He gets out, now he's like, I'm gay.
Oh, that would be awful. Damn it. Bunch of people put the blame towards Jenny Jones Show. A jury agreed in 1999, awarding the Amador family $25 million in damages. According to a CNN story at the time, $5 million was awarded for Amador's suffering before he succumbed to his shotgun wounds. $10 million was awarded for his family's loss of companionship, and another $10 million for loss of income he would have earned over his lifetime.
Damn. He was going to make $10 million over his lifetime?
It said that verdict and award was later overturned.
I was going to say, I don't know many people that just are average Joes that make $10 million in their lifetime.
That's, well,
you gotta be doing something pretty well, especially in the 90s.
But I mean, make, if you make, you know, you make $100,000 a year.
If. Not many people do make $100,000 a year, though.
Right.
Average is 30 or 40.
Okay, so let's say that you make $50,000 a year. In 2 years, you make $100,000.
20 years, you make $1
million. Right.
So you'd have to have 100 years to make $10
million. Hmm. You think that he's going to keep making $50,000 for the rest of his life?
Sounds like it, yeah.
Oh. Oh, maybe he was, I don't know what he did for a living. Maybe he made $1 million a year.
Maybe he worked at Taco Bell.
Maybe he did work at Taco Bell. Then he should be making.
Maybe I'm right and you're wrong. You're right.
So apparently Frank Amador Jr., Scott's older brother, told a magazine that he did not, he was not comfortable knowing that Schmitz was going to be released, because he's still young. He was only 47 when he got released from prison. So, I mean, that's kind of crazy. Jones, the Jenny Jones Show still was on air. I mean, it went until 2003.
2003.
They always denied culpability in Amador's murder. It was not the Jenny Jones murder, Jones told the People magazine in 1999. It was the Jonathan Schmitz murder. And it was. But still, the show, I mean, which they did say they shouldered some of the responsibility for it, but just absolutely crazy. Mm-hmm. So now, so I talked about that. I want to talk about this one, because this one's kind of the new one. This one's still ongoing. This one's still in the courts right now. So this is where I got the game show from. This was the Family Feud. So you okay over there?
Yeah, I got a little bit of vape juice in my eye.
How did you get
it? I may have to go rinse it out, to be honest with you. That might have to happen. It's burning pretty good, I'm not gonna lie. All
right. So, Family Feud, for a long time, they always said that are you okay over there?
Yeah, it just burns like someone put a cigarette out in my eye.
This is why you don't vape, people. This is why you do not vape.
Just don't get it in your eye.
I don't even know why you're taking another drag over. So, there's been a few different hosts of Family Feud. Wasn't it? It was a Lewis family. Who was the Lewis that was the host?
I can remember his face. The only one I really can remember clearly is Steve Harvey. He's my favorite.
Steve Harvest is there now. It's hilarious if you watch it right now. He does a great job.
Yeah, he does. I love Steve Harvey.
Oh, I'm trying to think of the original hosts. It was created by Mark Goodson back in the 70s. Had three separate runs. Richard Dawson as host. And then the series was revived in 88. Ray Combs hosted it until 94. Louis Anderson from 99 to 02. Richard Karn from 02 to 06. Richard Karn was Al on Home Improvement. He hosted it for 4 years. John O'Hurley from 06 to 2010. And now Steve Harvey for the past like 13 years has been Steve Harvey.
I liked Home Improvement. I watched that a lot.
Oh, dude, Home Improvement was great.
Home Improvement and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air were like my two things I watched.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and well, I think that it's funny because Home Improvement was, you know, nobody knew Tim Allen at all. So Tim Allen was just kind of an unknown, you know, I think he was gaining traction as a comedian, and then all of a sudden they start that, and it's like, now he's a household name, you know? Mm-hmm. So, oh, it was fantastic. Great, I love that
series. I love his new show, too, Last Man Standing or whatever.
Yeah, that one's really great good. Show. Yep.
Not new anymore, but.
No, I don't think that one's on air anymore either.
Did it just get canceled? It must have been within the last 4 or 5 years then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I think that he got canceled because it was such a political show, and then the show got canceled, and then it got picked up.
They were good sports about it. They had Democrats on there, too.
Well, they got picked up.
Democrat, and they kind of
argued. they were on like ABC, and they got canceled.
And Fox picked them up.
No, it was Fox or CBS. I can't remember. But they got picked up by the other, and then they went for another season or two. I think the only thing I don't like about that series is they changed the cast too much.
Yeah, well, you can't blame Tim Allen for that. Like, just the actresses wanted to quit, and then so he had to like replace like two daughters, I think it was.
Yeah, and he had three daughters. So yeah. And the one daughter, I think, the youngest one, like, wasn't even in the episodes at the end, so it was just the two older.
I thought the youngest one was the only one that stayed around.
She did. It was the two older. But I think that they just played it off that she went to school or something like that. So then she wasn't in a bunch of the. I don't know. It was just too much of that for me. I accepted when they changed the first daughter, the oldest daughter. She was on like a season or two, and then all of a sudden they changed it to the new girl, and then just kept the same name, said it's her daughter, and they were just, you're supposed to be okay with it. And then, but then they changed the whole dynamic. So the personality of the daughter changed also.
Yeah.
And then,
you can't do that right away.
And then they,
but it,
remember, because in the first season, they hated the baby daddy. And they never talked about him. He was never around. Right, but he wasn't in a picture. She was a single mom, and she was living back with her parents.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they switched the female actress, and then the husband, or he comes back into the picture, and they're remarried.
Yeah.
And then he was, like, arguing with Tim Allen all the time.
Oh, I loved it, yeah. He was major liberal.
And it took a while, but then they tried to change the middle daughter.
Yeah.
Like, which she can't 5 years in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, it's just too much for me. I would much rather they just wrote it off and like, mm-hmm. okay, she, just like what they're trying to do in Yellowstone right now. I mean, it just doesn't even make sense to me. So.
But if anyone can do it, it's going to be Yellowstone because every spinoff they have has been great.
I know, but they haven't tried to do it. Like a deviation from the original Yellowstone.
Which is what they're going to do. And that's what they're going to do. In December. It comes out a month after the other one comes out.
I know. Which, I'm like,
we'll see how it goes.
I don't know.
Either way, we get 1923 again. So that's going to be great. Right.
And I hear that there's another 1883 coming out.
Is it really?
That's what I've been hearing. So it's, like, I'm fine with all of it. I mean, okay. If you're the creator, and the creators are doing a fantastic job, obviously.
Taylor Sheridan's the main one. Yeah.
But I don't see what would be so hard about just being like, okay, so Kevin Costner doesn't want to be on the episode anymore. They just have him, you know, go to Helena, and he's the governor of the state. And then they just basically keep doing episodes.
Forever.
They could just do all these episodes with, like, oh, talk about, you know, mm-hmm. John Dutton is in, you know, he's just in the mansion. He's in the governor's office, so he can't come around. And then the daughter and Rip kind of take over more stuff. But they're trying to, like, bring in. I think that there's all of these shows that don't need such a major person. Like, Kevin Costner, huge.
Yeah, obviously, Harrison Ford, huge. I love him in the show. But he's not the only thing I love about the show.
Right.
I love Casey. I love Rip. I love Beth. I like the whole thing going on with Jamie and Beth and the family.
Right.
I love the whole bunkhouse.
Right.
I mean, what's Texas, Jimmy?
And so you have all of these people. They can keep the show going. I mean, if you think of, like, Seinfeld, we just talked about Home Improvement. Mm-hmm. These were all unknown people that became household names because we all tune in and watch it. You don't need a Matthew McConaughey to step in for a Kevin Costner.
I mean,
everybody already loves all the characters. You don't need that big of a name. You've already got big names.
If you have a good storyline to add in another family member, though, I'm okay with it being Matthew McConaughey. I like Matthew McConaughey a lot.
I like Matthew McConaughey, too. They're doing with, like, Harrison Ford. And I mean, are you kidding
Tim
me?
Tim McGraw.
Right.
Yeah.
Sam Elliott. Come on. We all love Sam Elliott, right? So I love everything that they've done with all of that. I don't understand why they would have to bring somebody into the original Yellowstone world. I don't think it's necessary or needed.
They bring somebody new every season anyway.
They did that on Two and a Half Men because they got rid of
Charlie Sheen.
So then they brought in What's-His-Face to try to be basically the same character. He's this millionaire, and he's a playboy, blah, blah. It's like, okay, it worked for Charlie Sheen. It didn't work for
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, Ashton Kutcher. Yeah. I didn't care for the show as much. I'm afraid they're going to do the same damn thing to Yellowstone. They're going to bring in a Matthew McConaughey that it's, the character's not going to fit as well, and they're going to try to make him John Dutton when you don't need him as John Dutton. If you get rid of John Dutton, keep him, have him the governor in Helena. You know what?
They're calling it a
share
sequel,
this
though.
With Yellowstone so that way they're doing it.
Yeah. What? Talk to us about Yellowstone in the comments, everything.
Right. I love Yellowstone.
But they're calling it like a sequel. So it's not going to be Matthew coming in trying to be him. I think it's going to be like a whole different storyline where it's going
to
be
gonna
probably
have to do it
Beth
right.
And them are running it, and then they need some help with something, and somebody comes in and helps them out.
They're going to have to do
Matthew's
it right because otherwise I'm not going to like it. So we'll see. But I'm not.
I'm still going to watch 1923. I'm going to watch the 4/6 that they come out with.
I'm still going to watch all of it. I'm just not going to be as happy as I am right now if they want to keep the stuff going or end it. I don't like it when they try to do it's the exact same dynamic, but now we have a new big star in there.
Yeah.
And Kevin Costner's irreplaceable as a cowboy actor. I mean,
he's great.
Yeah. I mean Wyatt Earp, obviously dramatically better than Tombstone.
Not at all.
We even did a poll. I'm pretty positive.
You lost.
People did. I did lose. But I still liked him as Wyatt Earp. Amazing in Hatfields and McCoys.
Mm-hmm.
As Devil Lance Hatfield. Did you watch the whole thing?
I think I have half of the last episode.
God, I can't stand how you do this.
I didn't mean to.
I know.
I got called back into work quicker than I thought I was going to.
You do this way too much. You start a series and you're like, oh, I've only watched 3 episodes.
Maybe I did finish. Well, I don't think I did because I don't remember. I'm pretty sure I would remember.
You'd remember the end.
Yeah, maybe I just think I need to watch I need to finish it.
Because how did the feud end?
Last I heard, Costner and them went over to kill, what's his name, Paxton. And one of the dumbasses that came with Costner shot some of his kids, and they were coming, I don't know, they're still in a war. So that's towards the end, but I haven't finished it yet because I don't remember anything after that.
Yeah, because no. Anyway, if anybody out there hasn't watched Hatfields and McCoys with Bill Paxton and Kevin Costner, oh my God.
It's a very good show.
It was
and
a three-part series, and I can't remember what, it maybe on A&E, but it was
on Netflix, I think.
Now it's on Netflix, and it's a three-part series, so it's like 3 movie series, basically, because they're like an hour, hour and a half a piece, but it is amazing. Oh, dude. Hatfields and McCoys is fantastic. It's really good. Open Range. He was amazing in Open Range.
Yeah.
Anyway, dude, Kevin Costner's just awesome. I like him in everything. So, but you don't replace him with somebody else. So, anyways, getting back on with some stuff. Family Feud, it's been really big since Steve Harvey had it. But they used to say that it was like the curse of Family Feud. So the original guys that, I can't even remember what the, let me see if I can find anything about the, when people used to talk about it. Because I remember them talking about the curse of the Family Feud. Like, they went and they started hosting the show, and then, like, they died. Not too long after. Because I think Louis Anderson died young. I may be wrong on that.
Yep, I remember him.
Or didn't do much afterwards. Yeah, well, yeah, because Louis Anderson just died in 2022, so that's not right. So, I don't remember, and I'm not even finding what it was I can't find that. I remember watching something sometime where they talked about that, but it doesn't matter. So, let's talk about Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey, did you see, I felt so bad for him, dude. No, when he crowned the wrong Miss America.
Steve Harvey did that?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
You didn't see that?
Oh,
my God. He misread the card. Oh, dude. And it was like, so he reads off the winner, and it was the first runner up. So it wasn't the winner. So she comes out crying. They're all standing there waiting, and it's like live. And he goes, the winner is this. And she comes up and she's crying and she's crazy happy, and they put the crown on her and they put all the stuff on her, and she starts doing her walk. And then he's got to come up and go, I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry about this, but I that she was the first runner up. The winner was actually you. Take full responsibility. Dude, it is the most uncomfortable. I couldn't even imagine it. So now they got to take the crown and everything off of this gal and then be like, hey, you thought you lost. Come here. You actually won it. Oh, dude, it is.
Damn.
Oh, it was bad. That's on YouTube. You got to look that up. It's crazy. Jeez. I feel... And it was like, what an embarrassing moment for Steve Harvey. Yeah. I mean, I can't even... He went on talk shows the next day and was like, oh, dude, he was... He looked like he felt so bad about it.
He's, from what I've seen, he's a really good guy.
Oh, he seems to be just an absolutely great dude. So, I mean, I hate that for him. Yeah, that sucks. What a horrible thing. But he's great on Family Feud. Like, it's so freaking funny. But let's talk about this. And this is still active and it's still ongoing. But a former contestant, Timothy Bleefnik, he's 39. And this is just like in March of 23. So this I'm reading from the newspaper, Chicago, published March 25th of 23. So this is pretty new. So he was arraigned in Adams County Circuit Court in Quincy. It doesn't say, so I don't know if it's around Chicago area. I'm thinking it's around Chicago. Basically, he's been charged with the murder of his ex-wife, Rebecca Bleefnik, 41. She was found by a family member inside her home, inside her Quincy home. So I don't know where, is Quincy maybe Illinois?
I have no idea.
After she failed to pick up her children, she had been shot multiple times. Timothy Bleefnik was arrested March 13th. His Quincy home was searched on March 1st. They had been separated and going through divorce proceedings, and she had taken out a restraining order against him. But they were on ABC's Family Feud back in 2020. So, yeah. One of the questions asked by Steve Harvey was, what was the biggest mistake you made at your wedding? Bleefnik answered, I do. So the question, what's the biggest mistake you made at your wedding? And he says, I do. Then he immediately says, that's not what I'm saying. So he says, not mine to say, not mine to say, I love my wife. I'm not going to get in trouble for that. I'm going to get in trouble for that, aren't I? Harvey responded, it's going to be a lot of hell to pay at your house. Bleefnik's answer was second on the board with 20 out of 100. So they got a bunch of points for it. So you can go watch that video of him answering that. But then, yeah, now he's got like... So he was really clean cut on the show. Like short hair, clean shaven. Now he's got like a goatee. He's got really long hair in the picture.
Yeah.
In his booking picture for being charged with murdering his wife that he was on that show with.
Jeez.
Yeah. So... Anyways, you guys want to see those videos? Those videos are on YouTube. We'll probably share them and post them on our Facebook page.
Well, you will. I'll like it when I see it.
Yeah. I'll do all the work. It's fine. I mean, what the heck.
That's why he makes the big bucks. I think another 3 months, you might have the equipment paid off, huh? Maybe.
I doubt it.
Doubt it? No. Right.
But, you know, we're doing fun things. I have fun with the equipment. And I'm going to buy a new computer for it. So.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah.
So I'll just be even further
back
in the hole.
So
speaking of that, you want to help us out? You guys like the episodes? You like the way we do the episodes? You guys have some stories you want us to tell? Patreon. Very good.
Got
a couple of Patreons. Mr. Mike Garcia from Texas. Thank you, sir. We appreciate that.
You'll get your meat in due time.
Grandma, thank you so much.
Love you. Sorry if I said anything. I'm sure I
did. And then, obviously, to our other Patreon is Phelps Harvest. Go check Phelps Harvest out on Facebook. I think that's the only place you can get your Phelps Harvest. It's a CBD. But check them out, Phelps Harvest. And then the meat that we were sending is... B. John's Jerky. Go check out B. John's Jerky. We'll give them a free plug.
Best meat you'll ever put in your mouth.
So we're going to be sending that to Mr. Garcia. You keep watching the mailbox every day for that.
Wait intentively.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's coming.
Yeah. So you should be at your mailbox.
If anything's coming, it's this meat.
Oh, man. So this was fun. Glad we finally got back in here to do one. We're going to shake up the cobwebs a little bit.
Yep.
Get back into a little bit. Next week, we're going to find some good stuff for Vegas. So we'll do it next week because we've been doing these, trying to do these every 2 weeks. Just so we're so busy anymore that we got stuff going on all the time. It's hard to make it over here.
Summertime. Yep.
So, but we want to keep putting stuff out. We like putting stuff out for you guys. We enjoy it. So anyway, if you like it, give us 5 stars, you know, Apple Podcasts. If you're listening to us on Spotify, you know, anywhere you listen to your podcast. So anyway, next week, Vegas is coming. And then, yeah, we'll go from there. Thank you guys for listening. And we'll see you next time.